I think witnesses, you know, we heard about John being a witness. Witnesses are important because they attest, they speak about their experience. When, especially during this Christmas season, when you're buying gifts or when you're buying an item, any item, especially online, how many of us look at the reviews to see what others are saying, right? And that actually colors my decision a lot in terms of if I'm going to buy the item or not. It's important because each one of us, especially when it comes to a witness from someone we know, like for example, going to a restaurant or needing a recommendation for a doctor or a plumber or an electrician, don't we tend to trust referrals of those we know who've experienced for themselves the work of that person? So I think witness, the idea of a witness is very important. And in fact, during this Christmas Advent season, John, we've been hearing a lot about John. I think I was reading last week, and we're going to get another understanding of John next week. But it's important because John came as a witness to testify to the light, meaning Christ, testify about Christ. John had been given knowledge of who Christ was. And so his job, his purpose, if you look at it, was to prepare the way of Christ and to tell people all about the one who is coming. In fact, before John was even born, before he was in the womb, he recognized Jesus. Now, Mary was cousin to Elizabeth. Elizabeth is John's mother. And Elizabeth had John at an older age when actually they thought it was impossible for her to conceive. But, you know, with God, nothing is impossible. Amen?
Amen?
It's a reminder to us that even if we feel our time is run out, even if we think that the impossible, it will never happen, God reminds us that he can do the extraordinary, the supernatural, the miraculous, the impossible to us.
Amen.
And so John, when he is still in the womb, so Mary, when she finds out she's pregnant, she goes to visit Elizabeth, her cousin. And so when Elizabeth hears, she was pregnant with John, when she hears Mary's greeting, her voice, John leaps in the womb.
Amen.
And so we read in Luke 1:41, at the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. My friends, when we are open to the Holy Spirit, there's no barrier to us receiving the Word of God, the experience of God, and in fact, the Spirit of God himself. No womb was the womb. If we look at it, it's insulated, right? You know, it doesn't have the same experience as we do on the outside. But you see, my friends, there's no place that we can go to. We can think we're far from God, but God can find us in the most cornermost place.
Amen.
In this world. So the good news of joy, my friends, today is that God has come to call us back to himself. Even if we feel we're so far from him that we don't know how to experience this joy that everyone else is talking about, that we don't know how God can do and change the circumstance we're in, which is so horrible, which is so difficult. Even if we're in that place, hear again the good news of great joy. Christ has come, my friends. The light of the world has come. So even if you think you are lost in darkness, don't know your way back, you don't need to worry. You need to understand and trust that God has come, and he can help us find our way back to our God.
Amen.
And his kingdom. That's, in essence, the good news that Christ came to give to us. So today, as we try to understand this, and you know, we got a glimpse of it in the Christmas pageant, right? And it was a beautiful testimony of our kids, and just a reminder that that first Christmas, there were so many moving parts, but you know who brought it all together? The babe in the manger. And so as we come together to understand who Christ is and how he brings us joy, let us pray and invite him into our hearts. Holy God, as we come here today, we heard again the good news that Christ has come. We've heard the story so many times, but Lord, today, come once more. Through your Holy Spirit, speak to each one of us this amazing news of God's love for us. Amen. Fill our hearts. Help us to receive Christ as the light of our lives and this world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's get back to this idea of witnesses. I want to, you know, that's kind of the theme, witnesses and joy. Joy in being a witness for Christ. So the fact is, Christ came and all of us, not just John the Baptist, but all of us are given this gift to be a witness for Christ. In fact, did you know that you are a minister? You know, sometimes we have this idea that the minister is someone, you know, whoever's up there in the pulpit wearing the robe. Not so, my friends. It's not about who's sitting here. It's about who's sharing the word of God. And each one of us is a minister of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
That means that we have a purpose to tell others, whether in skit, whether in the way we live our lives, whether through our words. There are so many different ways to be a witness, to tell others about Christ. And as many people as there are in this place and online too, because I've been talking to some of our online folks. I don't want to forget them because, you know, they're faithful members, and either through being sick or shut in, they're not able to come. But, you know, each one of us, no matter where we are called to be a witness for Christ, a minister of the gospel, and we need to take that seriously. And in essence, understand that is our purpose. Our purpose is not to have a comfortable and easy life. It's not about how many degrees we have. It's not about the success as this world defines it, although this world will pull you in that direction. But the purpose that we have, as Christ has given to us, is to go and make disciples. You know, before Christ ascended, that's what he said. So John came as a witness to that news. And he did. He told others about Christ. You and I are given that same charge to go and tell the world. And if we don't do that, my friends, understand that we will miss our purpose, our mission, our goal. And we will not have the true joy that comes from living what we were made to live, to do. Here's the thing. The joy that this world gives, sometimes it's tied up in the physical. The lights, you know, Eduardo, right? As he shared in our skit, he said, Christmas is not about lights. It's not about the tree. It's not about the presents. It's about Christ. And so we need to remember that you and I have to put Christ back in Christmas. If we've strayed, if it's become more about the Christmas tree or the decorations or all the parties, right? We need to really understand that that's not where true joy comes. Because you know what happens when the lights go off? When those presents are opened and the wrapping paper is all around us? That joy that we get in those things for that moment, it's gone, right? It lasts but a fleeting moment. But the joy that comes from having Christ, receiving him as our Savior, lasts forever. You know, why do we do the skit? Why do we have the kids come up and share? Because it's fun? Well, yeah, it is fun. I'm not saying it's not. But that's not the reason. It's a bonus as to why we do it. It's a way for our kids to be a part of that mission, right? Because unless until we help teach our kids what it means to share the good news of Christ, you know, we'll just be keeping this amazing gift to ourselves, and then what? This world will not receive it. So we have to teach our kids the importance of sharing through our actions, through our words about Christ. You know, my friends, we all witness in different ways. Our kids did it through the skit. Some of us might witness by listening to a friend or a loved one when they're going through tough stuff. That's a way of witnessing to our faith. Sometimes we don't even have to say a word, but just by the mere fact that we're sitting with them, that we care about them, my friends, that makes a difference. And as God opens the door, the next step would be to share about how Christ has helped you, made a difference in your life, and brought you joy in the midst of the toughest of circumstances. Another way to witness might be to invite someone to church. It might be to say, look, hey, I want you to come and experience what it means to be a community, a body of Christ, where we do things differently. We don't do things the way the world does it, because the world is, it's more about worldly success. It's about being comfortable, right? It's about accumulating and making life as easy for yourself as possible, looking out for number one. But in the church, you and I need to do things differently. It's about putting others first. It's about forgiving. It's about grace, right? So in the church, we need to do things differently. But here's the problem with that. When we try to live the way that Jesus teaches, we're going to have all outside noise trying to prevent us from hearing the good news. And you know, when the kids were doing that skit, did you hear the fire engine? Did you hear all the noise? You know, the last week we had the storm. My friends, the enemy will do all he can to distract us from the message so that we'll take away our joy. Here's the thing with the joy that Christ gives to us. It's not dependent on outside circumstances. You see, the joy that this world gives is dependent on how well your life is going according to the world, right? So the moment you get a health diagnosis, that is just devastating. The moment you lose your job, the moment the bank account goes down because of the stocks, the moment the external goes down, our joy depletes, does it not? If we rely on the external. But the joy, the peace, the hope that Christ gives to us, and those are the gifts that Christ gives to us. The moment we receive and turn back to Christ, those gifts will fill us from the inside out, not outside in. So that even when you've got the sirens blaring, even when you've got all things going on around you that are trying to just take away your joy and peace, you can turn instead to Christ and receive peace and hope and joy that this world cannot even begin to give you. That's why John leaped in his mother's womb, because he had the peace inside. It was an internal understanding and experience of God. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. So my friends, if you are looking for that peace and that joy that the angels gave, that news that the angels gave to us, what did they say? Great tidings of great joy, for unto us is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. If you are looking for that good tiding, that great news of great joy, my friends, turn to Jesus, and he will fill your hearts with gifts of peace and hope and joy that will not fade, even as the world will strive to take it away. Do not turn into those voices, because the moment you turn to that, you allow that to seep in. And you know what happens? Anger, resentment, jealousy, all those things of the world will seep in and it will take away your peace. Instead, my friends, let us turn our eyes, our hearts, our minds to Christ, just as those shepherds did, just as those wise men did, because when they did, when they allowed themselves to follow the star, when they allowed themselves to hear the angels, my friends, they received great news of great joy. Amen. So I pray that you and I would not allow ourselves to be distracted and turn to the noises of this world. Don't let those noises in. Do not let those trouble your hearts, because Christ has overcome those things. Turn instead to the voice of our Lord and the peace of our Lord and the joy and the hope he gives to us, so that we can be strengthened to do the work that we've been given to do. What's our purpose? To make Christ known, to testify, to witness to what Christ has done for us. So I pray, my friends, that even as you face all these trials, even as you face all these challenges that test us, test our faith, that we might remain firm in knowing that Christ came to this earth and he will come again to bring us back into his presence, and there will be a better world. So if you're concerned about this world, just hold on. Just hold on for a little longer, and Christ will come to make a difference and make it all better. Amen.